Good. Hello, everyone. My name's Duncan. So I'm going to be, well, me and myself and Nene, my wife's going to be talking on dating. We asked them to talk on dating tonight. So fasten your seatbelts. Some people, yeah. Just speaking of dating, by the way, Barry is a really awesome guy, girls. So he's a good catch to have. Just putting it out there. There's a couple of guys here that are good catches. Where is that? Blessing as well. I'm helping a brother out. I did it in the other service before as well. Look how smart he looks, hey, girls. Just a man who dresses nicely, you know, you got to know, eh? All right. Anyway, okay, so we're going to be talking on dating. It's supposed to be myself and Anae, but, well, it is myself and Anae, but Hurricane Emma is involved there as well. So we're just going to, like, tag team a little bit like that. So with the students, they've been having relationship week this week, and apparently Wednesday there was something. I don't know if it was for any, I don't think the young working had anything on Wednesday, anything special, eh? Okay, so I just want to, I'm going to be just sharing a few things about dating, and like, I'm not the, like, guru in terms of dating and whatever. So I'm just going to share certain things that that I've learned and certain things, biblical principles that that apply in this case. And you know, when we're looking on dating, you know, I can't stand up here and say, you know, step one is this, and then step two is this, and step three is this, because like we know, every single person is different, and every single dating situation is also different, okay? So there is no hard and fast rule of how certain things must be done, okay? But there are certain principles that we can apply towards it in every relationship, okay? So, what I really felt with tonight in terms of dating, and I want to kind of change a little bit to what we talked about in the service before this, but you know, there's developed in shofar, well, not just shofar, but lately there's a kind of a fear towards dating, all right, and the whole concept of dating, and she's sleeping. Oh, okay. And there's certain fears involved with a lot of people in terms of dating, okay? And which has caused everyone to be, I feel, like, very intense about dating and getting to know people in terms of in that way or whatever it is. And I feel God wants to kind of release us from the pressure a little bit, okay? And you know, a lot of that is through past experiences, past hurts, okay? But a lot of it is also, you know, us as Christians, we obviously want to do the right thing. We want to please God. You know, we want to bring glory to Him. And sometimes we want to do that so badly that we don't want to make a mistake, especially now with dating, okay? And we don't want to, like, go into a relationship that this person maybe is not my wife or my husband or whatever it is. And so often there's a massive pressure involved with dating. And it developed, I think, you know, over time where it became a big thing for a lot of people. And therefore, a lot of people kind of stopped it altogether. They didn't even want to go there. Or they were, you know, people are very careful with how they want to go about it, okay? But as I said, I feel that God wants a bit of a release from the pressure and the tenseness, okay? But what I don't want to happen through this or generally is, you know, if us as human beings, sometimes if a situation is on one side of the pendulum, then if there's a problem, then our natural reaction is to swing it all the way to the other side. You often see that in the world. If there's a certain problem, you know, for instance, you know, women's rights or women being recognized and being valued as equal to men, you know, there was a massive swing towards like intense feminism, all right, which is the other kind of, it went the other way. So what I want to do is kind of try and help us bring a nice balance to it, you know, like right in the middle. Okay, so in saying that, Anae, I'll go and look after it, is going to quickly, to start us off, just tell our story, because girls are better at telling stories like that. So, okay.
Yay, hello. Okay, cool. I'm going to be quick because you can hear I'm missing in. Well, she's missing me. She's actually really tired now. Okay, so Duncan and I met at a small group social in Musenberg. And then about 2 weeks or whatever after that, I broke up with my ex-boyfriend. That was a very good thing. And then I asked the Lord to help me, because obviously I'm quite broken after being in a very wrong, long relationship. And then I asked him that he will heal me and that he would please protect my heart, because I'm quite... I can't spend alone time with guys, because then I will fall in love with them too quickly and things like that, and then it's the wrong guy, and it's actually just because I'm just really broken. Anyway, so we met, I broke up with a guy, and I started kind of seeking the Lord for healing. And then in that time, all of us were a big group of friends that hang out together every weekend, and in the week, like a lot. We had a very big social life. Anyway, so then the first 4 months or so, every time I can go to an event, Duncan couldn't, and the other way around. So, and then eventually it worked out that we all went to watch a movie together. James was there as well. Anyway, so then from there on, we started chatting a little bit more and all of that, just always in a group of friends. And then... yeah, we were friends for about a year, and then we started dating. But when we started dating, before we started dating, like Duncan was like explaining to me how he feels about me and all of that, and then we're discussing our boundaries, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're not going to do, and that type of thing, which was good. I think it's good to establish boundaries before you start dating, because if you're in the heat of the moment, it's quite difficult to say, okay, oh, stop, or whatever. So anyway, and yeah, so that's how we got together. We dated for about 2 years, more or less. When we were together for 2 years, we were married for a month already. So that's more or less our story. And then there's a... like our crowd year, there's like a lot of young people that's 25 around there. I got married when I was 25. There's people that's older than 30, they're not married. I just want to tell you that so a lot of you know that we had a little boy, Joshua, and it was a stillborn. Oh, didn't really plan to cry, but anyways, so... that was really hard, and a lot of you were here, like a lot of the people in church were here, and the only people I could relate to in church was the older single ladies. So if it wasn't for you, I would have lost hope. So I had Emma after that, which was amazing. So it's just to say thank you, and there is still hope. So now I'm going... Duncan! I'm scared this thing is going to make
me... Monica's going to make a joke solo.
Okay. what was said there, obviously. Okay, so, yeah, so as I said, we're just going to talk about certain principles. I know when we're going through those, I know a lot of you have heard all of this stuff before. And, you know, you've been through like probably a million date talks and whatever. So hear me out here, bear with me. But allow the Lord to maybe say something to you if you need to. Okay, so, so I want to quickly just talk about basically we're going to talk about certain things, and then we're going to have a question and answer session afterwards. If there's questions, there doesn't have to be. I doubt there'll be as many as maybe a student service or something like that, but you know, that's fine if they are. I just want to break down the dating thing into kind of two stages, all right? One of the first stage I want to call the on the prowl stage, all right? That's the before you are official dating stage, okay? And then the other stage is obviously the dating stage. Okay, so the first one, the on the prowl stage, all right, that's when everyone is looking out for each other. They're trying to find suitable matches, okay? So I want to talk to the guys and I want to talk to the girls about this. All right, so let's start with the guys. Oh, wait, should I start with the guys? No, let me start with the girls, actually, because it kind of flows like this. Okay, so girls, first thing with this stage and before you are dating. Okay, a couple of things. Firstly, allow the guys to take you on dates. Okay, in terms of this, like, you know, there's often a lot of pressure in this regard where, you know, a lot of people think that if a guy asks you on a date, like, it's almost, you know, maybe we are going to be, you know, maybe we're dating now, or there's this view that there's a bit of pressure on it, okay? And often guys as well, they, you know, they pluck up the courage to ask a girl on a date. And I think it's a good idea that we kind of relax a little bit more with this in a sense that, you know, if a guy asks you on a date, go on the date. If, you know, if you absolutely don't hate him, you know. But go on the date, all right? Go and spend time with people. Go and get to know people, you know. Often it's a good idea. So that's with the girls. Guys, it's often a good idea with asking girls on dates to do it in a fun way. Okay, in terms of, don't ask a girl on a date and, you know, go to this very romantic restaurant with roses and light candles and whatever. Rather, relax it a bit. Make sure that, you know, maybe go out with a group of people, whatever it is, to go and get to know the person. Okay, because the key is getting to know someone. You maybe are interested as a guy, maybe you're interested in a girl, and you want to get to know that person a little bit better, okay? But do it in a relaxed way that there's no pressure on the whole thing, okay? Because often there's a lot of pressure put on the whole situation, and people get a bit maybe freaked out with that or whatever. So the key is, or what I feel is that we must just release that pressure a bit by, you know, making it more relaxed. You know, if a guy and girls, no, guys rather, if a girl says yes on a date, she is not saying, yes, I'm going out with you. She's just saying, yes, I'm going on a date with you, or yes, we can get to know each other a little bit better, whatever it is. Okay, guys sometimes get the wrong idea of that, yes, whatever it is. And, you know, also girls, he hasn't asked you out yet, he's just asking you on a date. Okay, so that's kind of those type of things. Now, one thing that I just, before we carry on, one thing I want to look at is, or a myth buster that I want to go at is, you know, in our society and in Hollywood, there's often pushed the idea that there is the perfect one for someone. Okay, so, you know, out there is Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. Okay, and that person is going to completely fulfill you. Are you going? Okay. Sorry. And that person is like the one. There is the one out there for you who will completely fulfill you and compliment you and satisfy you and whatever it is. Okay? That is not the case. That's not true. All right? For a lot of people, they have this in the back of their mind, and even when they are in the kind of before dating stage, they're looking for the one. All right? And often then they look over a lot of suitable candidates, if you could call it like that, because they are looking for this perfect person who's going to completely satisfy them and completely fulfill them. All right, and that is obviously not the case. Okay, there is no human being on this planet who can completely satisfy you and completely fulfill you. There's only one person, and that is obviously Jesus. Okay, and so we often, and you would often see this in marriage as well, where people will come into a marriage expecting the other person to completely fulfill them and to make them happy. Okay, and that won't happen. I can guarantee you, you will be disappointed if you're expecting that in a marriage, because no one can do that. No matter how perfect they seem, they will not be able to completely satisfy you and completely fulfill you, all right? And they will disappoint you one day, all right? And not only once, it'll be a lot of times, okay? So we've got to, you know, instead of trying to find the perfect partner, the key is to try and be the perfect partner, okay? So often people are trying to find this perfect person, but the focus should actually be on trying to be the perfect kind of person, if you get what I mean. Not like no one can be perfect, but trying to be the right person for someone else. Okay, and often that is the right way to do it and the right way around. Okay, because as I said, we're never going to find the right person. Not the right person, the perfect person. Okay, so couple of things in terms of who you wanting to date. You're wanting to date someone, what do you look out for? All right, the first one is obviously, do you like the person and do you enjoy spending time with the person? Okay, that's an obvious. Okay, you know, a lot of people, you don't necessarily have to have a word that you must go out with someone. All right, a lot of times as well, you know, in terms of dating, and I think I made this mistake when I was in the dating stage. So my kind of goal with dating was that I wanted to just date one person, and then that person would one day be my wife. Okay, so I wouldn't have to, you know, I just have one person that I'm dating, you know, easy, like that. And I started going out with someone. And I enjoy spending time with them, and I like them, and that type of thing. And we dated for about 6 months, but through this time, I realized that this person was not my wife. Okay, she was a nice person, but we were not meant to be married. Okay, and it was really tough for me because I had this view that I was only going to date one person, and that was it. All right. And we eventually, and I pushed through, and eventually I was like, okay, this is not going to work. And we broke up, and it was tough for me because I had this picture of what I wanted, and it didn't come true. Okay, and the problem with my picture of how I viewed dating, what I wanted from the dating and whatever, is it wasn't necessarily a word from God or something that God had told me. Okay, it's a different thing if God specifically tells you, listen, first person you're going to date is going to be your wife or your husband or whatever it is. Okay, but sometimes we think that if we date someone and that person is not the right one and we have to break up, then we failed. Okay, or that this whole thing has been a failure, and therefore also a lot of times we then scared to date someone even though you like them and you enjoy spending time, because you're afraid of, oh, what if it doesn't work out? Then, you know, what are other people going to say, and you know, what's going to happen to me and to them, and how am I going to feel, and all that things. And you know, we've got to just relax about it, all right? And sometimes, and it's okay if that happens, you know? A lot of times, if you approach the dating stage, and we'll look at that now, correctly, and the two of you find out after a few months or whatever it is, that this is not my marriage partner, and that's okay? To break up and to move on is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And you're not a failure as a person because you've broken up. Okay, so that's just another thing. A couple of other things. Obviously, you must have peace about it, all right? And I mean, it goes without saying that the person needs to be saved, obviously. That's another big thing, and I think I'm preaching to the converted here, but a lot of people think, fall into the trap is they start spending time with a person, they really enjoy that person, but the person's not saved, and the thinking goes like, it's fine, even if I go out with that person, then I can bring them to church. And you know, again, there's nothing wrong with someone who is not a Christian, obviously, all right, but the values are different, okay, and you've got to be just careful with the differing values, okay? Because differing values can be a big thing, obviously, if you would get married. Okay. Now, the dating stage. So, what is the purpose of dating? Why do we date, by the way? Anyone? What's the purpose? Like in the Bible, for instance, all right? There's no mention of dating in those days. They did things a bit differently, all right? But why do we date? What is the purpose of dating? Is it just so that you can spend time with someone? And what's the purpose of dating? Anyone, come on. Yes?
Marital compatibility analysis.
Jeepers. Yo, I couldn't have said that better myself. Yes. Scientifically speaking, that is the truth. That's the case. Okay, so yes. So dating is obviously there to see whether you are compatible with someone else to get married. Okay, that's the view. That's the vision of it. Or that should be the vision of it. Okay, so for those, if someone, and again, I think the guy needs to take the lead in this case, that, you know, that if a guy is just like, oh, no, I'm just, you know, here to have a good time and that's all I want out of this dating, that's not the right guy to be dating for girls now. Okay, there's got to be a plan in place, a vision of what's happening here, you know. Are we just, you know, going through the stages here, or is there a purpose? You know, we're looking, are we compatible? All right, and it's good to reevaluate. What's a good scientific word for that? Is there anything? I've got to try and be as scientific as you are sounding there. But anyway, so you've got to keep reevaluating at certain stages through the time. Are we compatible? Because that is why we are dating. It's not there just to have a nice time with someone, even though that does happen, obviously. Okay, the view is, you know, are we compatible one day to get married? Okay. Couple of things. So, by the way, then, guys and girls, do a bit of testing on if you are dating, all right? And I think this type of, yeah. If you are dating someone, test them. Not in a like, all right, I'm going to be like marking you on. But there's certain things that you need to find out about a certain person, whether they are compatible, all right, and whether they share the same values as you. Obviously, they've got to share the same values. There's got to be a similar calling, all of those. We'll get to that. Okay, so a couple of points in the dating stage. Firstly, it's not marriage, okay? So marriage rules don't apply, all right? Meaning, for like off the top of my head here is, for instance, like, you know, where it says wives must submit to their husbands, all right? Is obviously true in marriage, okay? But it's not true in dating, okay? So the girl, for instance, does not have to submit under her boyfriend, all right? There will come a time if you are married where that will happen, but not now, all right? Saying that, though, you need to see whether that guy is someone you would like to submit under one day. And guys, is it, you know, with a girl, obviously, yeah, you would love that person, but you know, is there going to be that relationship one day? Can you see it happening? All right, doesn't have to happen then, but can you see it happening there? All right, couple of other things. Obviously, when you are dating, and this is the big thing where people get hurt big time, is the wrong approach in the dating stage. Okay, you've got to treat the person that you are dating like your brother and your sister, brother or sister, okay? Treat them with respect, okay? Look out for the other person's needs and emotions and heart and whatever before yours, okay? And that kind of, if you look at the question, a lot of people ask, you know, in dating, how far is too far? Okay, I believe that's the wrong question to ask, all right? Because Ephesians 5 verse 3 says, that there mustn't be a hint of sexual immorality amongst the believers, okay? So in that case, in terms of dating, and the rules, the boundaries that you set, again, are different based on every relationship, okay? There are certain things that are non-negotiable, all right? But, you know, in setting your boundaries, and guys, again, you need to take the lead in this case. There are certain things that are that are non-negotiable, but in all the boundaries, it must always be with that in the back of your mind, okay? So the question is not how far can you go, it's how pure can I be, okay? Because if we have that view, you know, and let's say things don't work out, then what you're doing is you're protecting each other's hearts, okay? So that if you break up, then obviously it's not nice, and it obviously is not a nice feeling, but you know, you don't have these hectic breakups where people's hearts are really broken, okay? And it's not an imaginary broken. They're really broken through it. So that's very important, okay? Because in that stage, you are keeping yourself, or you should be with a view of you are keeping yourself, obviously, for your wife or your husband one day, okay? All right. So things like, you know, often in terms of dating and you know, boundaries and that type of thing, obviously the key is don't get into situations that will tempt you, all right, or where you will feel a bit weaker in terms of your self-control, all right? So for me, for instance, we had a boundary that I wouldn't stay over at Anae's place after, I think it was 10 or 11, I can't remember which one. Because, you know, when you get tired, then your defenses are a little bit down, all right? Or stuff like going away alone on weekends was an absolute no-no, obviously, all right? So, you know, there's certain boundaries that you need to put in place to protect yourself from being hurt and falling into something that you regret one day, okay? So one of the things, one of the boundaries, and this was a personal boundary that we had, that doesn't necessarily have to be with everyone, but I said to Anae, I'm not going to tell you that I love you until I mean it. So I think it was like probably, you know, 6 months or so, I didn't ever say I loved you, okay? I did, but I wanted it to mean something when I said it. And that to me as well, that almost kind of protected my heart, and I felt protected her heart as well, to not give her the wrong expectations of stuff. Because often we throw around, you know, the word love becomes not what it's supposed to mean. Okay, we can love ice cream and we can love someone else. And unfortunately, in the English language, we've only got one word for love. I think in the Hebrew, there's like 7 or something, or 12, or I don't know. Does anyone know? There's a lot. Okay. Last bit of thing. Last bit of stuff about dating. Okay, so obviously we are, when we're dating, you are looking for compatibility, all right? So what are the type of things that you need to look for in a person for one day being their husband or their wife, okay? Now, for every person and every couple, that is different, all right? What you find important in a person, and that's 100% fine, but there's certain principles. The first one is that there needs to be, that person needs to have, in a Christian relationship, that person needs to have a love for God first. All right? Their first love needs to be the Lord. All right? Because, you know, another person will never be able to satisfy you like God can satisfy you. All right? And if we are looking for another person to completely fulfill us, it's not going to happen outside of God. All right? The Lord is the only one who can completely satisfy us and completely give us joy. All right? And if we have that and we take that expectation off our partner one day now when you're married, then, you know, then we're on our way to getting something there. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing, obviously, is that the person must respect you, all right, as a person and that type of thing. The other thing that you need to look at is your vision or your heart or your calling similar? Okay, do you have a similar kind of direction in life, all right? Often, you know, you can get on very well with someone, but you can see that their heart, their vision, what God has called them is very different to what God has called you. And then it's, you know, it might not work. It doesn't have to be exactly the same, all right? But there must be some type of agreement in where you guys are going, okay? And yes, God does change visions and that type of thing, you know, as you go. But there needs to be a similar kind of vision, a similar kind of calling, in a sense. Okay. And the next question is, if you are going out with that person, do you become a better you when going out with that person? All right? That's a big thing. Like, does your relationship with the Lord become better or worse when going out with that person? That's a very good indication often. You know, how's your relationship with the Lord? Do you as a person, do you kind of flourish? Are you flourishing in this relationship, or is it kind of draining the energy out of you? Okay, that's also a good indicator. All right. The last type of thing, the last thing that I want to just look at is in our whole relationship journey, if you want to call it, it's very important that we are accountable to each other, okay, and that we help each other through it, all right, because when there are lots of emotions involved and that type of thing, we can often get misled, or we often follow a lot of what our emotions say rather than, you know, maybe what God has said or what the right thing is, because, you know, there's a lot of emotions, and sometimes you think it's God, but it's not God, and that type of thing. And that's often a good time to actually to have people around you that can that you allow to speak into your life in that regard, okay, and that you can be accountable to, because, you know, I've seen it a lot where two people are in a relationship which is maybe not the two of them are not really good for each other, but they don't really see it, but the people around them see it very clearly, and in those cases, it's if those people in the relationship are open to advice, then, you know, it goes a long way to helping that situation. Okay, is everyone still awake? All right, guys, I'm not gonna talk anymore. What I want us to do is I want us to pray now, because, you know, a lot of it, well, actually, we're gonna do a bit of Q&A if there are questions. But I also, yeah, I know there's a lot of hurt and there's a lot of struggles in this area for a lot of people, and I want us to pray through that. I want us, because the Lord is our healer. Okay, He's the one who restores. He's the one who fulfills. You know, and I want us to go to Him with all of these things. But before we do that, are there any questions about anything in terms of dating or anything like that? No one. Yes.
Is that a question?
Mm. Okay, so this is could open up a can of worms here. And, you know, I agree with you as well. But, you know, I can tell you that there are a lot of guys that are also trying very hard. So I completely agree. And that's why I'm saying with girls, you know, let the guys take you on dates. Because sometimes they're so scared to ask a girl because they think, and maybe it could be completely wrong, they think they are going to get absolutely battered, you know, or they could be battered and, you know, it's not good for their ego or whatever it is. You know, it does not mean, like I said, that you have to go out with that person or whatever it is, but, you know, girls, allow them to take you on dates, and like she said, guys, ask the girls, like, you know, just do it, you know, and it doesn't, again, you like, you know, there's often a massive amount of pressure involved with the whole situation. We've just got to relax about it, and that also, that I wanted to touch on another thing you said, and I've forgotten, thanks for reminding me, that one of the, Emily, is she here? She's gone. She asked a question in the previous one. What happened? Okay, she's obviously married, so this is now for other people, but she always wondered this. What happens if a girl likes a guy in church now, and the guy's just not seeing it, and now, you know, because the guy has to take the first step, now the girl's got to just sit there and, you know, what do you do? So my view on this, I could be wrong, is I always look at the story of Ruth and Boaz, okay? I call it, wait, you mean I won't. So what Ruth did, please don't copy Ruth exactly, all right? But the principle here was that you know, us guys often are a little bit slow with relationship stuff. Okay, I was like that, and they had to kind of give me a bit of a nudge there as well. But what Ruth did is Ruth just kind of opened Boaz's eyes about what's going on here. All right, and Boaz did like Ruth, but if you kind of pick up from the story, I kind of get the feeling that Boaz thought he had never had a chance with Ruth. So all Ruth did is just said, like, I'm available, like, you know, gave a bit of a nudge and you know, wake up here. And then Boaz's eyes were opened, and, you know, then we know what happened from there. So I sometimes, not always, and maybe you know, you got to pray about it, but sometimes in whatever way, just give a slight bit of a, like, wake up here, guys, type of thing. Yeah. Any other questions? Yes.
So I know, like, in the Bible, Paul says it's good to be single, if that's correct.
Mm.
So my question is, like, is it meant for all of us to get married? Because some of us reach up to 30, 40, and we're still single. I'm not saying it's impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, 100%. It does say in the Bible that some people are called to not get married and some people are. And one kind of calling is not in any way better than the other one. But that's why he says sometimes it's actually, you know, if you in certain callings it's better not to be married, because then your focus is completely on the Lord. So that is the case, but I think, yeah, it definitely is the case. You just got to be very careful with that. Yes. As in, for instance, if you had to do it to a guy, is it? Yeah. 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 Yes. No, for sure. But that's also, it's a good principle in that regard to not minister like a guy to a girl as far as possible, because that often, when there's deep stuff being spoken, that can sometimes send a mess, like you said. So as far as possible, that's also a good idea. But yeah, I think there was, you know, as I said, there's a people are very tense about it in terms of dating, and they don't want to make a mistake, and they want to do things God's way, and that is awesome, but they. But it often leads to, like, not wanting to do anything out of fear of doing something wrong. Often from the guy's side. And sometimes, you know, as well, like, you know, the guys get intimidated a little bit as well. So that's why I'm saying, guys, just ask girls on the date, okay? Don't be scared. Girls, you know, say yes. Let's just relax a little bit with the whole thing, okay? Because we put so much pressure on it, on ourselves, and then nothing happens. Yes. So, in her own words, and I'm quoting her here, well, like, whatever. But she organized lots of things, like events, not just with me, but with a whole lot of people, and she made sure she invited me as well. And then through that, we kind of got talking, and then, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not advocating exactly, like I said, what Ruth did. Please don't do that. But You know, that's in whatever way. I mean, that's just my personal example, but I sometimes think guys just sometimes don't see it relationally, and sometimes it might be a good idea just to maybe give them a little nudge. Did you have a question or a statement?
So, all that you say as well is good, but the ladies, there's not really a single man above a certain age in our church.
Yeah, it is difficult, and I can tell you, Anae has been working very hard on this as well. And it is a problem.
Is it the roundabout thing, or is it?
As far as I can see, there's some. I'm trying to think of the actual church so that maybe we can, but like this, it seems to be only a roundabout thing. Well, not only, but. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, I've got to be careful here because I'm gonna offend. Yeah, I don't know. It is tough, and it is not nice to be in that situation, and I don't know what the solution is other than flip, guys, bring your friends to church and get them saved, and you know. Yeah. I'm feeling very scared right now. Yes. Okay. You look very angry, Danae. I don't know if I want to ask you. Yes. Questions, girls? There was another question, or it's okay. Yeah. The other difficult thing is that in terms of because girls are more relationally wired, in terms of getting saved and having a relationship with the Lord, that's why you see a lot more ladies often in church than guys, because they are able to connect relationally with God a lot easier. Guys sometimes, so sometimes it's difficult for a guy, that's not a solution to the problem, but that's often why, you know, and I don't know the solution other than we got to pray, and all of us guys need to bring our friends to church so that they can get saved, and you know, but yeah, I know it's not a nice situation, and I don't have a solution or a answer to it, but maybe we should organize some. We once organized a guys from other churches and girls, and I think it was actually Danielle and Kunrad got married. So it does work sometimes, eh? Hey? Dance. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not good with dancing. Yes.
Must be a Christian, but to what extent do you think that is very important, like, especially like, just
I would say before dating, it's a non-negotiable, and not because they are, not because that person is a bad person at all. It's just the vision and their values and your values at the core are not the same, and it that it's going to be very difficult. So it's as much as you think you're the right fit or whatever, it's, you know, yes, the person can get saved, and yes, it does happen, but it that's a minority case, if I want to say it. Like John Bevere and Lisa Bevere, that author, and I don't know if he's a pastor, but author, Lisa Bevere was not saved when they got, I don't know if they were going, no, I don't think they were going out, but they were starting to kind of like each other. And then she got saved, and then things started happening. But I would say, don't even go there, even with dating. The core values are not the same, and it's, that's going to be a problem. Yes. I don't see any problem with it. The Lord can use anything, I think. You got to follow those, you know. Those things must be in place. But I think it's fine. Just another thing as well, in terms of obviously, you know, having someone as a Christian, if you're a Christian, if you are like I think most of us are kind of connected to a church, that person must also be connected to a church, I feel personally. I feel that's something important. Not necessarily this church, obviously, but I think it's important that they are rooted in another church, or this church, or whatever it is, because that's also a core, whatever, fundamental or core thingamajob that I think is important to be in place, because then visions are also going to be different in that regard. Any other questions? Yes. Sure. Cool. I'm proud of you guys. You guys had more questions than the students. I know they had something on Wednesday, but that was very cool. Any other questions or statements or anything like that? Like the Bible says, there's some people that are called to celibacy, I think that's the word, and because their calling kind of requires them for that. So if that's kind of what you, I think that's 100%. I don't think, and it's not, being married is not like the utopia of whatever, you know. So yeah, I definitely agree that there are some people that are just not called to be married, and because their calling requires them to whatever it is.
So. I'm asking that because I've seen a lot of Christians, like older, especially older ladies that I know personally, struggling with the fact that they're in the single inheritance, and it's not like they were in sin before, like growing up in church, God in our life, they were not married in their lives. And for some reason, they feel perhaps they, in some cultures, people even think they spiritualize it, you know, say maybe there's a demon in their life that needs to come, not be assumed, oh, perhaps they think there's something wrong with them, they're not good enough, or stuff like that. Because these things sometimes people aren't comfortable enough to share it. But sometimes this question pops up, you know. And so I think when I heard that statement, I was wondering maybe, but I'm not saying that's the case of people that I know, but I was just wondering whether enough people are always aware as well of that, and to also maybe ask God, you know, could this be a meaning that perhaps there is a calling in my life that may, and then my heart is not maybe ready to step into that, instead of putting the pressure on the soul.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like you said, you got to go to God and find out what His plan is. I think if you've got a huge desire for it, and again, I must be careful here because, you know, God will, but, you know, I believe God obviously puts our desires in us for a reason. I mean, you look at Abraham really wanted a son or a child. And it took a long time before he got one, but he had that desire, and God fulfilled that desire. So, but it is good to it's a trick. It's a very fine, like, you've got to tread very carefully when talking about stuff like that as well, because, yeah, anyway. Cool, any other questions or statements? Okay. Yes.
Okay. Did you mention something about there is fewer men than there are women in church? But I think there are probably some few churches where there's probably a greater percentage of men than other churches. And I think one of the reasons why that's happened is that also maybe the way we do church or evangelism, some churches really sort of appeal to women more than to men. Guys have certain expectations about men, worship style, preaching style, all things like that. And sometimes it's almost to me like a challenge to say, what in our church culture, how we do evangelism, how we preach the messages, how we deliver, how can we best, you know, like really speak to men? Because men just listen like, this is not for me. Guys want to be very straightforward, whatever. I'm just giving examples.
Yeah.
And if you are very, you know, touchy feely or whatever, then guys cannot really be convicted by that.
Yeah.
So I think it's a challenge for all of us as Christians.
Minister to men. Yeah. No, that's, I completely agree with you, and this is a whole different topic now. But you are 100% right. Sometimes the way that we, guys, now we're talking the way that a lot of evangelism, like you said, is touching, trying to touch the emotions, where ladies, you know, really connect with that. But like you said, guys are, they sometimes don't know. So you're right, 100%. There's definitely ways to, yeah, but that's a whole different ball game or topic. Oh, now I've really opened a can of worms here. Yeah. Amen. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe you should go and chat to Matthew and get some plans going here, and we can implement them. Okay. I think I want to pray a little bit. So, if you don't mind, we're going to do that now. So, if everyone can just stand for. And yeah, if you can. Everyone can just close their eyes. I'm not going to call anyone up to the front, but what I want you to do is just as a sign to the Lord, if there has been past hurt or pain in this regard, or disappointments that are really holding you back, or you feel is keeping you back, or, you know, you're struggling with it, you know, like's been said, you know, there's maybe not a lot of guys and girls are getting impatient, or, you know, whatever it is, or you're struggling with that type of thing. I just want you to just indicate to the Lord, just by a show of hands. I'm not gonna call you up. Just want to pray for you, just to allow God's healing in, okay? Because he is our healer, all right? He has a perfect plan, okay? He knows your heart, and he knows how to heal, and he knows everything, okay? And he's a good father, and his heart is not for you to be hurt, obviously, okay? He wants you to be whole. You to have freedom in this area as well, okay? You know, God is in relationships. He designed relationships in the beginning. That's his heart, okay? And so he wants to heal every single one of us in this regard as well. So, you know, we can say a whole lot of things about dating and about relationships, but, you know, ultimately we all need to be healed. We need to go back to God, you know, with this type of stuff. So if that's you, just, you know, lift your hands towards the Lord, or indicate, or whatever it is. I just want to pray for you. Okay, Father, we just thank you for all these people, Lord. Thank you for your heart towards them, Father. Thank you, God, that you know what they're going through, Father. The pain from the past, Lord. You know the frustrations and the disappointments and the unrealized expectations, Father. You know all of that, Father. And, you know, I just feel that the Lord is saying that exact thing. He knows. He knows what you're going through. He knows those feelings. And it says in the Bible that he takes every tear. He knows that stuff. And thank you, God, that you know all of that, Lord. And you want to heal us, Lord, and you want to restore us, Father. And I pray, Lord, that you would begin a work here, Father, of restoration in every person who has been let down, has been hurt, and is struggling with this stuff, Lord. And, you know, thank you for your heart, Lord. Thank you that you are gentle. Is joy and peace, Lord. And I pray for peace, and I pray for joy, and I pray for a freedom in this area, Lord. And I just want to, you know, I just speak a freedom over relationships in this church, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know, I just pray that where the devil's come in to block stuff and to stop stuff from happening, we just cancel those works in Jesus' name. We just pray for a release, Lord. Thank you. thank you, God, for godly relationships, Lord, and godly marriages, Father. We thank you that that represents your heart, Lord. Marriage represents your heart, Father. And I thank you that there will be lots of godly relationships and godly marriages in this church, Lord, more, Father. And, you know, thank you, God, for freedom, Lord. And thank you, God, for healing, Father. And, you know, just got this picture of how the Lord is just knitting hearts together slowly and carefully and healing those areas that are broken, that are hurting. And we just thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. I just pray for that peace, Lord, again, and that joy in every person's life, Lord. Pray that you would speak to them in this regard as well, Father. We just worship you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you that you are a good God, goodness that brings us closer to you, Lord, and leads us to repentance, Father. And I thank you, God, that you are good in this area and relationships as well, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks, everyone. Anybody wants to pray any further in this regard? I think Anae's here.